Brady, there are a couple of horrific accidents that unfortunately happened in Townsville, just north of Townsville the other morning. Mm. Now, Scott, who we're speaking to now, his sister was unfortunately one of the victims who passed away. Now, Scott, first of all, we are so feeling for your whole family. How are you doing at the moment?
Not great. It's ripped a pretty big hole into our family. I'm just calling up. Just basically, we've created, Holly's friends created a GoFundMe page just to create, sort of get some money coming in just to cover for some costs and stuff. So I mainly just reached out to you guys just to try to get on air and get the word out that we're looking for some help.
And you're so brave for doing that, and we really appreciate it, because she has some kids as well, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's got two daughters. Holly was the daughter of Erica and Jim. She's a sister of five brothers, an auntie to eight, and the mother of two little kids that now don't have a mum.
Oh, Scott. Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, I'm trying.
No, it's fine. No, you cry away. And I'm sure there's been so many tears over the last couple of days, and you were such a good brother for everything you're doing to try and get some money and raise some money.
Yeah, the family have sort of pulled together, and we're dealing with a lot of things. It's her best friend, Michaela, that's created this page for us. Holly moved over to Perth about 6 months ago to try to start a new life over there. And when she got over there and she was hanging out for a bit, realised that life's with family, and about a month ago decided that she didn't want to be there anymore and wanted to move back home to be with her family. And she got back on Friday, and this happened on Tuesday, so she was only back for a couple of days.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
It's pretty devastating.
So the GoFundMe page, how do people access it? What do they need to look up?
If they jump onto GoFundMe, if they look for Holly's children, search that in the bar. They should be able to find it.
All right, we'll actually chuck it up on our website.
Share the link for us. The reason for the link is the GoFundMe. These kids, they've grown up most of their lives with their grandparents. Holly lived with them for a lot of the time, so they're really comfortable with my mum and dad. And mum and dad are probably end up going to be the guardians of these kids. So they're sort of just turned 60, looking for retirement, and they're basically going to have to raise two more kids. They've already raised six. So Holly was driving my mum's car, and that got wiped out, so they now don't really have sufficient transport. They live out at Bluewater, both work full-time, so they might have to move into town, and we've got all the removaling costs, funeral costs, new car costs. It's just, and then there's all the ongoing costs in life for them, like school fees, daycare fees, all of that sort of stuff. That's all just things you don't think about. It's just so hard.
Definitely. Well, Scott, big hugs to you and the whole family. The link is up at our website for the GoFundMe. And if there is anything else we can do to help, please let us know.
One more thing I'd like to ask. We were scrolling through Holly's Facebook pages, and about 2 weeks ago, she put a post up. I want to read out what she wrote, because it explains Holly as a person.
Go for it.
She basically wrote on it, while she shared the song, "You only have one." Sorry, this is going to take a bit. She said, "You only have one life. Don't waste it saying, no, you're busy, you're tired, or whatever the case may be. There'll come a day when you won't be able to do the things you once loved and cherished. Make the most of what you have while you have it." Now, that just explained Holly to the T, and the reasons why she moved back. We just want to thank all the first responders and everything that went out to the accident as well. We know it can't have been easy for them to see what they saw.
Thank you, Scott. Big hugs, all right. You look after yourself.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the time.